She's bold. She's sassy. She's a woman over 50 living a life she designed on purpose with purpose. And now here's your host of Women Over 50, a life redesign podcast, Shelley Dryman.
How'd you like my new intro music? My friend Leanne Bennett of Third Quarter Life does voiceovers, and she did that for me. I'll place her information in the show notes below if you liked my new intro. I kind of like it. It's bright, jazzy, snazzy, fun music, whatever you want to call it. So anyway, because I don't like my voice. I don't do intros very well. So it's I love it. So I'm rambling. But this episode's going to be about, well, it started off as talking about high school reunions because my 40th high school reunion is the end of June of this year. And I haven't decided if I'm going to go. I've got plenty of time to make my mind up. But I didn't attend my 30th high school reunion because I was in a bad place in my life. And I just didn't, I looked at the reunion venue and all that. And I just thought, well, I don't want to go to that. I did go to my 20th, which was very interesting because I was almost 38 years old then. And I was sort of at my peak of what I call hotness. And oh my gosh, the fat has-been jocks that flocked to me wanting to buy me drinks and saying things like, oh, I remember you from high school. And I'm thinking, I'm sure you did because you used to make fun of me. I had a difficult time in high school, as I know most of us do. I was super thin, super, super thin. I've been 5'10 for so long. And of course, my face was all broken out. We were really poor. I didn't have a lot of, you know, fashionable clothes. I was a band nerd. So I seemed to have quite a bit of things working against me in high school. And I was really shy in high school too. I just had all sorts of things going on. But it was really sort of funny to see or to hear these guys, you know, talk about me like that. And of course, I completely just ignored them and hung out with my real friends from high school. But my 40th reunion coming up has led me down this path of thinking. I was in band. I was a band nerd, and my home life at that time was not very good. My dad was an alcoholic and at times would get violent. And like I said before, we were very, very poor. And my mom spent almost most of her time and most of her money on him. So that's all I'm going to say about that. But I had a rough time. So anyway, I'm in band, which I love. I loved band, a marching band, concert band, loved all of it. Loved my high school band director, Larry Smith. We called him Smith or Fat Larry, which we always got in trouble for from the other adults at school. But the summer between my junior and senior year in high school, Larry told me I was going to try out for drum major. And I'm thinking, no, I'm not. I'm not going to try out for drum major. I'm not going to get in front of all those people. What, are you crazy? That is not going to happen. Well, he made me try out for drum major. So tried out for drum major and I made it. And afterwards he pulled me aside and said, that was the worst tryout I've ever seen. So I thought, well, why in the world did you ask me to be a drum major? But I went on with my life. It was fun. It was really like the best thing that had ever happened to me in my short 17 years. And I, like I said, I just loved Larry. He was just a great guy. So let's fast forward many years, decades actually, and I am a school social worker at a local school where I lived. And I was asked by the Division of Family Services, someone there to do a keynote, to be the keynote speaker for the regional foster care appreciation dinner. So I agreed to do that. And it was probably about a week or so before I was to give my presentation, and I was thinking, what am I going to talk about? I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. And then I got a little card from one of my kid foster kids that had been, on my caseload when I was working at Division of Family Services. I was at Division of Family Services before I was a school social worker. And she was a foster care kid on my caseload. And she had written me a little letter thanking me for what I had done for her and that she really appreciated me and that she was going off to college. Now, this had probably been, see, she was 16 when she was taken into care. So it was probably 2 or 3 years after I left Division of Family Services. I give her my address and she'd found it when she was getting ready to pack and had sent me that little note. And then it dawned on me what I was going to say to these foster parents, that they're making an impact on the lives of the kiddos that's in their care, regardless of how momentarily that they're in their lives. And that one day, little Johnny or little Susie, is something's going to occur in their lives, something's going to happen, and they're going to say to themselves, "I remember when my foster mom told me this." So I told these foster parents to hang in there. They were doing a great job. And even though they might not see the impact of what they're doing at that moment, it will come back to these people, to these kids that they're fostering. And they may not even know it, but it will have an impact later on down the road. So let's fast forward a few years, and I decide I'm going to write a letter to Larry Smith, my old band director. And I write him this letter, handwritten letter, yeah, snail mail. We put a stamp on it and everything, sent it off. And in the letter, I just thanked him for being such a big part of my life and that, him making me try out for drum major was the best thing ever. And I hope he was doing well and that all of the students really appreciated him. And I told him, along these lines. And I give him my email address so he can email me back. Well, a few weeks later, I get an email from Larry. And in the email says, this is the craziest part of the story. So for the address of Larry, I just put his last known address, which was on Oak Street in Rogers, Arkansas. And I in the email that Larry sends me, he says, "I was no, that he was no longer at that address, that he actually worked at the post office. And one of his post office buddies got the letter and knew that Larry didn't live there anymore, so took the letter and hand delivered it to Larry." So I thought that was just, I don't know, coincidence or fate or the stars lining up or whatever, but that really stuck in my mind for a long time. But Larry had written back in the email to me in response to my letter and said, glad I was doing well, he was doing well, and that then he told me the story about the letter getting passed on to him. And then he said he knew what a rough life I had at home. I didn't know Larry knew that. I didn't know anyone knew that because it wasn't something I went and, told my teachers about. And so that, he said he really appreciated me writing him. And that he didn't, it was only until recently that he fully understood the impact that he'd had on his students. So, I'm telling you this story for lots of reasons, but it just sort of popped up when I was thinking about my high school reunion and the influence that this one teacher had on my life, even today. I mean, 40 years later, Larry died, I think about 4 years ago, and I never got to see him in person again after graduation. But, we go through our lives and we do these things and we say these things, and you never know what impact they're going to have, good or bad, down the road. So I just want to share that little story with you because it was on my mind since the reunion's coming up, and I did a post in the Facebook group, Women Over 50, A Life Redesigned, about the reunion, and it got lots of really fun and varied responses. About some people were like, "Oh, I love my high school reunion, I'm gonna go again," and others were like, "I hate them, I will never go to one." So it was fun to see that. All right, peeps, thanks for listening to my story, and until next time, stay awesome.
Thank you for joining Shelley today on Women Over 50, a Life Redesign podcast. Be sure to join the ever-growing community of like-minded women on Facebook. That's the Women Over 50, a Life Redesigned Facebook group. Join today.